Hello, this is Pam Bloom on September 19th, and I'm reading the issue of Closed Circuit, the bi-monthly e-newsletter for audio reader volunteers. I'm reading from the September-October 2024, Volume 42, Issue Number 5. Under Save the Date, they talked about the September 14th was the audio reader sale at the Lawrence Public Library. September 16th was the Pittsburgh Remote Readers Training. September 18th was the virtual coffee bar. In October, to be determined, will be a reader gathering, book readers. October 11th, 10 to 2 p.m., audio readers' 53rd birthday. Stop by for cake and vision awareness. October 14th, from 1 to 2 p.m., Audio Reader Book Club, The Chicken Sisters by K.J. Del Antonia. November 11th, Audio Reader will be closed for Veterans Day. In November, the Audio Reader Book Club will be reading James, a Novel by Percival Everett. It was rescheduled due to a conflict on Veterans Day. December 7th, at 1 p.m., Audio Description Reception, Coterie Theater in Kansas City. December 10th, from 4 to 6 p.m., Holiday Party at Audio Reader. Cheers for our sale volunteers. Come out and cheer for the efforts of Audio Reader volunteers. The audio sales would not be possible without the team of audio equipment volunteers at Hawkins, Douglas May, Gordon Fitch, Dave Dunford, who all check, clean, repair, and price all the audio equipment. These volunteers put in countless hours, making a difference for Audio Reader. They have been in full drive the last few weeks, and especially the days before the sale. In the lead up to the sale, they could be found almost any day of the week, fixing and prepping equipment in the shop at Audio Reader. These talented and hardworking volunteers will be joined by many of the success for the sale. Wake Mitchell drives in from Kansas City several times a quarter to check records and determine prices. Delta Gamma volunteers lend a hand by sorting and labeling records. We have these extra hands to lift, move, and transport, including our friends at Achievement and Assessment Institute, Nan Reed, Gabe Downey, Kim Glass, Patty Anderson, and also Nate Pohl, Mike Krings, and Melissa Warren. On the day of the sale, these volunteers ushered the crowds through the sale and kept things moving smoothly. Jim Carnell, Cindy Pensler, Melinda Carney, Tom Carney, Julie Boydston, Brad Boydston, Sydney Boydston, Kathy Sanders, and Evan Washichek. The gentlemen of the Triangle Fraternity also were helping out on Friday and Saturday. Through such generosity of time, shared efforts, and community support, we continue to provide our services, bring sight through sound. Take a moment to pop in this Saturday, say hello, and find a new record or a new way to enjoy your favorite music. There are three photographs. The first one shows Douglas May, Ed Hawkins, and Gordon Fitch as they stand in front of audio equipment that they have worked to prepare for the sale. There's another picture showing Wake Mitchell and Meredith as they were sorting through records. There's another photo of Delta Gamma sorority members as they hold up the records they are sorting at Audio Reader. There is a image of the poster that was used to advertise the sale, and there's an update that over $19,000 was raised, so it was a very successful sale, and thank you all for all of your help. Readers Adapting, Transitions in Pittsburgh. Our Pittsburgh satellite will begin offering a low vision support group for the community. If interested, Pittsburgh readers will also record remotely. Our community partners in the area requested help initiating a low vision support group. The partnership in Pittsburgh began via the advocacy of Sheila Mark after her death. Her husband, Frank, continues to lead this group of dedicated volunteers. Along with the volunteers, he has the support of Terry McInnes, director of the Homer Cole Center, pictured below left with Trish Down Kelney. One of the new remote readers is Cynthia Chalker. She is also an outreach coordinator for Talking Books and is helping Martha with the development of the low vision support group, too. We are planning a reception in October to celebrate and recognize the volunteers that have read from this satellite for nearly 20 years. We are eager to continue to partner with the Southeast Kansas community and serve listeners in the region. Nick, Martha, and Trish visited recently to discuss these plans and celebrate Peggy Prince and Katie Bolt, two of the volunteers that have been editing for the broadcast for several years. We enjoyed discussions and good food, so much so that we forgot to take pictures until the very end. The picture below right includes Sherry Franks, Martha Kerr, Frank Mark, Peggy Prince, Cynthia Chalker, and Nick Carswell. Volunteers not pictured include Joshua McLeod, Michael Brewer, Nancy Scott, David Wallace, Douglas Stuckey, Mark Bold, Casey Bolt, Carol Cole, Annette Tucker, and Larry Beasley. Virtual Coffee Bar, Wednesday, September 18th. All volunteers were invited to stop by for a virtual cup of coffee and chat. It was a fun way to connect, learn, and get to know each other better. We are welcoming our remote readers from Pittsburgh and talking about tips for special sections and remote recording. It was also recorded. If you want to learn more information, contact Trish for more information at tdk@ku.edu. Tips for reading. Read with the listener in mind. When we share conversation with colleagues, friends, and community members, our perspective and our voice is often friendly and engaging. When reading, imagine the listener as you read. Our founder, Anne P.D. Cerf, first read to a friend. That is the perspective as we read. When you visualize the person listening, it changes the way you read. We read for understanding, offering a pace and phrasing style that allows the meaning of the words to be brought forth. No matter the content, we do not show bias. The listener should not discern the reader's opinion on the content. We are sharing information as written. We do not provide commentary. As the political season continues, it is a good time for the reminder. We are the eyes and not the brain. There may be opinion pieces or letters to the editor, which are part of your assignment. Read these as you would read any other. We are working on a voter's guide for our readers. It will be available soon. If you have time for an extra read, let us know, as it is an extensive project. We also have several resources on our volunteer resource page, including links to all the publications, links for scheduling a studio space, access to instructions, team-up access for sub-sign-up. We love our subs. Thanks for helping out. This is followed by a picture of a brain, and it says, "We are the eyes, not the brain. The gift of sight through sound." Image shows an illustration of a brain with the words, "We are the eyes and not the brain," written over it. Audio description. Would you like to be an audio describer? Join us. Audio description, would you like to try? The image shows bills for horsepower audio description at the Coterie in Kansas City on October 4th and October 5th. Young Frankenstein audio description at Theater Lawrence late September. Much Ado About Nothing audio description at St. Mary's, Kansas Shakespeare Festival on September 21st. And Peter Pan audio description at Starlight on September 21st. During a live audio description event, the trained describer sits in the back of the theater, often in the booth, with a microphone connected to a transmitter. Their job is to translate visual elements of the performance to listeners, who then hear that description through individual receivers connected to headphones. For a person who is visually impaired, this offers increased engage and enjoyment of the performance because they are clued in on the scenery, costume, and non-audio events that are occurring throughout the show. Imagine a scene where an actor is sneaking on stage to surprise another performer. The describer would be able to explain that to non-sighted audience members, including them in the secret too. If you are interested in learning more about training to be an audio describer, check out reader.ku.edu mkehr.edu/audio-description and contact Martha Kerr at mkehr@ku.edu or 785-862-2900. Looking ahead, carpet installation, and in parentheses, puppy not included. Audio Reader continues to responsibly care for the maintenance and upkeep of our beloved building. As part of the steady progress, the second phase of renewing carpet is taking place this fall. We are working with vendors to confirm the delivery and installation date. During that time, we will have adjusted hours. Stay tuned for more in the next month. We will be calling on our remote readers to help out as studios will be closed during the installation. Sorry to say, this image does not mean we are getting a puppy. The image shows a Shih Tzu puppy asleep and snuggled into a new shaggy carpet. The text reads, "Guess who's getting carpet?" Please note, Audio Reader is not getting a puppy. Just a new carpet sometime this fall. Audio Reader 53rd Birthday, October Vision Awareness Month. Join us on October 11th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Each October, Audio Reader celebrates its first broadcast on October 11th, 1971. On that day, our first volunteer broadcasters sat down to read, and now, more than five decades later, we continue to provide daily readings of local news, information, and entertainment. In the early days, we were only on air for about 80 hours a week. Audio Reader's content has expanded to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, through our traditional radios, the Lions telephone reader service, Alexa-enabled devices, accessibility apps, and streaming live and on-demand on our website. This year, we are celebrating with a focus on vision awareness. The foundation, Fighting Blindness, has a campaign that includes an educational website dedicated to bringing awareness to types of vision loss and also the stories of individuals with vision loss. The image below is a link to these resources. At Audio Reader, we will have information available on October 11th from 10 to 2. Of course, we will also have birthday cake and coffee to share. Join us. In November, we will also have guests from the National Federation of the Blind, Kansas, visiting Audio Reader following their convention. The image shows the logo of the Foundation Fighting Blindness campaign, Share Your Vision, which asks individuals with vision loss to share their stories via videos and recording. The image links to the gallery of stories. Image shows the Vision Viewer, a tool provided by Foundation Fighting Blindness that is an interactive way to share an image that best resembles a particular type of vision loss. At the top, it says each person's degree and type of vision loss is different. Use the Vision Viewer to select an image that best resembles your level of vision loss. And then it says select a retinal disease. It could be macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, Usher syndrome, Stargardt disease, Bardet-Biedl syndrome, choroideremia, and achromatopsia. In the Audio Reader volunteer spotlight, there is a picture of Karen Puckett, who has been a volunteer since 2016. She is a Breakfast Table Times live reader, and it looks like she's on the golf course with a little orange golf ball. About Karen. Karen Puckett is a retired music educator. She keeps active in music, playing the violin, viola, piano, organ, and handbells. She serves as a music adjudicator of the Kansas High School Activities Association and volunteers for KU Audio Reader. Karen bakes cakes, cookies, and cupcakes, and enjoys decorating her masterpieces for birthdays, anniversaries, and the occasional wedding. Karen lives with her husband Larry in Lawrence, Kansas, where she enjoys composing, playing golf, and traveling in her spare time. Her most memorable Audio Reader moment. My favorite Les Nessman moment on air was when my reading partner, Joanne, said, "It's pronounced Kamala. I also especially love when Trish calls me at 8:45 a.m. asking if I can be on the air by 9 a.m. The picture of Karen Puckett on the golf course enjoying one of her many activities. Karen is the volunteer spotlight and has been volunteering since 2016. She is a live reader of the Breakfast Table Times. Karen is a retired music educator. She keeps active in music, playing violin, viola, piano, organ, and handbells. Opt-in or opt-out request. Because we love to celebrate our volunteers and share how great you are with the broader community, we have started a volunteer spotlight series that will be shared on our social media pages like Facebook and Instagram. Above is the January volunteer spotlight, Melinda Carney. If you are excited to be spotlighted on social media, please click the following form to opt in. You will have the option of either letting us create the post or pick an image or opt in on the condition that you provide those details. Of course, you will also be able to opt out using the same form to communicate to us that you would not like to participate. That's perfectly okay. We only want to bring you wanted attention. And then there is a link to the opt-in, opt-out form. Holiday festivities. This holiday season, we will host a special reception at the Coterie Theater in Kansas City. We hope volunteers will come out to share in an audio description experience. The event includes a reception at 1 o'clock, and the show is at 2 p.m. Saturday, December 7th, audio reader reception at 1 p.m. before the 2 p.m. performance of Finding Nemo at the Coterie Theater, Level 1 of the Crown Center, located at 2450 Grand Boulevard in Kansas City, Missouri. Contact Martha for more details at mkehr@ku.edu. The following week, we will hold our annual holiday party at Audio Reader in Lawrence, plus a cookie exchange and decoration contest. Tuesday, December 10th, from 4 to 6 p.m., the holiday party, Audio Reader, 1120 West 11th Street in Lawrence, Kansas. There is an image, and it says this is an illustrated underwater ocean scene, including a school of fish, and the title of the Coterie Theater production, Finding Nemo. Audio Reader Network, reader.ku.edu. We recently updated our volunteer newsletter list. If you would like to be removed from our list, please email us. Audio Reader Network, 1120 West 11th Street, Lawrence, Kansas, 66044, U.S.